Welcome to episode 103 PR of Grits to Glitz, a special Project Runway Glitz Blitz, the podcast that asks the question, were you tired of waiting too? I'm dying here.
I am too, but in the meantime, I love that fashion.
Oh, yes, love that fashion with Cyclops from the PodSafe Music Network. I'm Amy. I'm in Las Vegas.
I'm Bay. I'm in East Tennessee. And oh my God, I'm so dying for a new episode.
It has been, you know, the thing is, without having a Project Runway episode, there has been so much going on.
Especially for us. I mean, we spent the entire holiday going, man, we need to do a podcast just to catch up on all the stuff that we haven't caught up on.
Yeah, we haven't done a standard podcast since before Christmas, and there's been a lot going on there, too. But Project Runway really demands our attention because Wednesday is going to roll around. There's going to be a new episode. There's going to be a lot to talk about there, and we still have a whole lot to catch up on.
Right, because we do our regular episodes, and we do our Glitz Blitz Project Runway episodes, and people call us, and people send us email. And people,
yes,
and other smarter people than we are say smart stuff on the internet and make me feel really bad about the stuff I said on the podcast.
Well, yeah, things happen on the internet that make you go,
Yes.
And if you want to make us go, give us a call at 206-309-7232.
Or you can always email us at amyorbay@gritstoglitz.com.
And we're so tickled that some of you have availed yourself of those contact possibilities because we've got some great listener input for this episode.
I just have to give a shout out to one of our faithful listeners, one of our someone we know now, you know, and she sent us an email to where the hell are you guys at gritstoglitz.com.
Yes. Yes.
Loved that. I loved that.
Well, and of course, we've discussed that in our standard episodes, that if you send it to a non-existent email address at gritstoglitz.com, it goes to me. It doesn't go to Bay. It goes to me. I'm the default. And so if you send it to whythehellisjackgone@gritstoglitz.com or
Tim is the best at gritstoglitz.com.
Yeah.
Any of those. Yeah. That we'll get them.
And those are fun. And one of them was, where the hell are you guys?
Yeah, and that was great and creative, and we loved it. Okay, this is an example of how this is going to be a Glitz Blitz. We're going to go really fast, but we went off on a bunny trail already. Number one, while we were waiting for a new show, we are just like you guys. We are still rattling around the internet, reading blogs, reading message boards, trying to watch the videos of the upcoming, the previews for the next show.
And, oh, by the way, thank goodness for some of those blogs out there. Blogging Project Runway keeps my brain alive. Project Runway keeps my snark alive.
Oh, I love, I love a lot of the Project Runway-centric blogs. And it's just, it's always so cool to read what someone else is saying because we do these so fast after an episode and then someone else is going to be cleverer, brighter, gayer, more fabulous, or just more incisive. And
or
I love
all
reading
of the
what
above.
Other people
yes.
have to say.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So all we really wanted for Christmas was Tim Gunn under the tree.
Oh, you know, I got the Tim Gunn bobblehead last Christmas.
Yeah, and you didn't get it this Christmas.
I didn't, but I have to tell you, I got it off the shelf, and it's sitting here on the desk next to me for this season's Project
and
Runway
saying, make
shows.
Make it work.
Yep, making it work. Okay. We did get some great voicemail in the last couple of weeks, and it's been a while, so go way back, the way back machine.
World.
Yeah. We had said some, I don't know if it's, okay, yes, it was, we said some stuff about Christian.
It was me. I said it, and I got called out. Take a listen.
Hello, ladies. My name's Claudia, and I'm just a recent listener to your podcast, Grits to Glitz. I'm enjoying it very much. I did want to call this week, though, and take exception to something small from the episode 102 PR. In that episode, one of you said that you thought that Christian hated everybody, and I just thought, that's not how I see Christian at all. So I wanted to call in and kind of put in some good words for him. I do think he is a bit brash and does think a bit of his own designs and maybe not as appreciative as he could be of the other designs. But on the other hand, I've really liked some things I've seen with him. I was very impressed when he and Carmen were on the runway and he was asked which of them should go home. And without any drama, very matter of fact, he said, oh, no, I should go home. She did everything I asked. And it should be me. And I thought, that's not what I expected from him. And I just really liked that attitude. And I've noticed that from what we see on the television, he seems to get along well with the other designers. I've never seen him be nasty and mean-spirited towards them. Again, a little brash maybe, but not mean-spirited. And then this week, when he won, he was very respectful to the judges. No drama. And the very first thing he did when he got back into the green room is he gave Jillian a hug. And actually, you see that kind of a lot, that he's affectionate with the other designers, and that's the thought I think I'd like to leave with. Christian, he's a hugger, not a hater. Love your podcast. Looking forward to next week.
I love that.
Bye now.
I love that.
Excellent points, yeah, Claudia.
Yeah. And I love the way Claudia ended it on a fabulous soundbite. He's a hugger, not a hater. I love that. Claudia, you rock.
And you know what? She really has brought some excellent points to light. I'm going to still withhold judgment because I don't like it when people are mean to others. And I don't know why it is that I think he has been mean. Is it because he's saying these things kind of in his interviews behind other people's backs when he says, well, I'm really so much better than they are?
You're finally getting around to what really, really bothers me about Christian. Christian is very sweet to everybody's face. And then when he gets into his little one-on-one interviews, everybody's stuff is mediocre crap and mine is fabulous. And he has said that more than once. Everything else is mediocre and mine is fabulous.
Here's another question there. Do you think he's playing a part?
It's entirely possible because he is so incredibly young and in this media savvy, reality show driven world that he's grown up in. You think about it, reality shows started when Christian was in elementary school.
Oh, great. Now I feel really old. Thank you. But yes, you're right. He has grown up with this and has had time to analyze it.
Christian has grown up in this world. If anyone knows how to manipulate it to his advantage, it's going to be somebody of that generation. And it is entirely possible that, yes, he is simply playing a part to advance himself. And if that's the case, more power to him.
Also, and another point that really should, maybe it's the same point I was going to make, is that in a very competitive field, one must have confidence.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Would we really want him to be whiny and, you know, uncertain all the time?
And wouldn't doubt that he has the talent?
Exactly.
And, oh, that sounds so familiar.
Who is that like? Wait, let me think.
Yeah.
I don't know. Claudia, you are so much nicer than I am or will ever be, because I reserve the right to just. There's something about Christian. I'm over him. But, and this is the big thing, I am the average audience. I really think that when it comes to editing the show, the editors, the directors, the writers, and yes, there are writers who work on reality shows, are much smarter and much better at manipulating me and my emotions than I want to recognize. I fall for it every time.
Yes.
I'm gullible.
I get caught up in it, and the editor, I am completely malleable. I am putty in his hands because yes. He shows me things and I go, oh, that's right, that's wrong, that's good, that's bad.
That's
just
right.
Because they showed it to me.
Yes, if they showed us all of the footage, well, we would be really bored much of the time, but at least we would be able to draw our own conclusions based on reality. We're drawing our conclusions based on what they show us.
Right. Yeah. One does wonder what's going on behind the scenes. And by the way, I'm just going to throw this out there. We're not going to address this really in this episode, but there's an excellent article on Blogging Project Runway right now about okay, now that we've had time to sit back and look at it, is it really good that they brought Chris March back? How fair is that? And there's some
Bite
excellent
me fair. I don't freaking care how fair. No, you're right. We need to look at the article. Everybody go read the article. There will be a pop quiz on this Wednesday night.
And make comments on Blogging Project Runway, because that's where all the great conversation is going on about that particular topic. But it's the same sort of thing. Is they show us happiness and here's Chris, ta-da, and he's funny and we think, yay. And then you step back and say, now wait, that's never happened for anybody else, that they've brought them back after they were fairly eliminated. Is that really
fair? I can only name off the top of my head one other contestant who left early, and that was the guy who either smuggled books or didn't smuggle books into the apartment. So if that's the only other early exiter, then this isn't precedent setting. It's not like it's years of, no, we're not bringing back an old contestant. It's a pretty new thing.
But, you know, Catherine from that season has her opinion out there on Blogging Project Runway. And she pointed out, and she was very honest about it. She said, I can't really be impartial, because if they had brought back the last eliminated person that season, it would have been me.
Exactly. Would have been nice if they had brought her back. They just didn't think of it. So this time they thought of it, and it's great for us. It's great for us, the gullible viewers, because I love Chris.
But I'm sorry, I did get us off on a bunny trail there. Christian, not Chris. We were talking about Christian, and I will keep an open mind. I really will keep an open mind about him. I'm going to look for the good in Christian. I'm going to watch for him to do a turnaround.
We're going
to
catch him being nice by accident instead
of
on purpose.
He was very cute in the tote bag.
He was adorable in the tote bag. It makes me want my own pocket gay.
Literally, a pocket gay.
Literally, yes. Okay, moving on. This is just an interesting little email thing.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on just a second. Here it is. Okay, I got an email from Martha at Project Stunway, which is another blog. I think it's a newer blog this season.
Yes, it is one of the newer ones, and it is excellent.
And it's four, as far as I could tell, four contributors, and very snarky, very girly. I love it, and I'm just a big fan of it, and we linked it on our website. I got a note from Martha saying, thanks for linking to us, and let us know when your blogs are back up, and they'll link to us.
Not a blog.
Martha, we don't blog.
We're a podcast. But the thing is, you know, we're not, she is not alone in that misconception. I put a thing at the top of our page that says, okay, these are our show notes, but this is just a recap, and there's really a podcast. Listen to the podcast. I don't know if everybody's quite gotten it, but
I think there are a lot of people our age and older who you actually have to sit them down and tell them, look, you can listen to this on an MP3, on a listening device, or you could just listen to it on your computer. And when I tell them you can listen to it on your computer, that's when the light bulb goes on.
Yes, because it's called a podcast. Therefore, you must have an iPod to listen to it, right?
No, you can just click on the link and listen on your computer. Play solitaire while you listen. That's what I do.
You know what? I listen to podcasts while I sew.
I listen to podcasts while I make stuff out of paper.
Love it. So we love it that we heard from Martha at Project Stunway, and we love it that we're getting more and more listeners from
very cool
who also love Project Runway like we do.
Right. Yay. And okay, next thing. I'm sorry, I'm trying to barrel through these all as quickly as I can. One of the things we wanted for Christmas was our very
own. All I want is a sound bite. I just want a sound bite so that we sound like a legitimate
podcast. Legitimate show, something that everyone can listen to and love, because anyone who loves Project Runway ought to love listening to us crazy people rant about it every Wednesday night.
Well, that is part of it, though. I think that's part of the appeal of Project Runway, is getting different people's opinions of something that is not objective. It's very much subjective.
Right. So all we wanted was our own little PR soundbite. And wouldn't you know it, our most excellent Jewish atheist, fabulous gay friend, Steve, totally
and journalist extraordinaire.
Oh, he's so, I love it that this is our Christmas present from Steve.
He is just at the top of my Christmas list or Hanukkah list or whatever Jewish atheists want to celebrate. He's the best. Here it is. Here's his Christmas/Hanukkah present to us.
Hey, this is Jack Mack and Rob from Project Runway, and you're listening to Grit to Glitz. Hi, Amy and Bay. Work it out, ladies. Bye.
I love it.
Jack.
Oh, my God.
Now,
the day we got that.
Oh, yes. We burned up the phone lines the day that came in. Steve had an interview with Jack, and then he dialed up the phone. Again, this is the thing that I really would like to know is what was the conversation when Steve asked Jack to call and leave that message for us?
I would love to know. I would love to know.
How did he preface that? Okay, now, I have two crazy friends that are absolutely insane about Project Runway, and they would dance around the room if they got a voicemail from you. So would you do that?
I just remember the day it came in, because we both happened to be at the computer around the time that the notification came in.
And by the way, if you call and leave a voicemail, that's what happens. It comes to us in our email as an attachment. So we got it as an attachment in email.
And I listened to it, and my phone started ringing almost immediately. And I picked it up, and I was screaming, "Amy, Amy, Amy, it's Jack, it's Jack, it's Jack."
I was at work. I couldn't listen to it because I don't have speakers at work, and also because they frown on us listening to media files and viewing videos and stuff like that. So I saw that the call had come from Steve's phone number, though. And so I knew Steve was in New York doing interviews. And I thought, could he possibly have? And so I called you to find out.
And I was screaming. It was fabulous. Thank you, Jack McEnroth. I love you. And I'm so glad you feel better. And I'm so glad you're okay. And I'm so sorry you had to leave the show. And thank you for leaving us a soundbite. And thank you, Steve. You are the best, but you know that.
First of all, A, Jack is gorgeous to look upon. B, Jack has a fabulous personality, which I love. And C, okay, let's get down to what Project Runway is all about. I have loved his designs. I have truly loved his designs, and it really hurts that he had to leave because he was sick. So it was really a thrill to get this voicemail from him.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Santa
Steve.
It made our Christmas season. Okay, now, our last bit of business is a really long one, so you guys get a beverage, take a break, and then come back to the iPod because we have stuff to talk about. We got a really excellent voicemail.
We're going to end on some thought-provoking stuff, y'all. We got a phone call from Nikki, and I have cut it down a little bit. She really had a lot of great points, but I cut it down to just the essence of what she was calling about. So take a listen to her first question.
Hi, my name is Nikki, and I'm from California, though currently on vacation. The first question is, do you really believe that Tim is honest in his podcast and in his all of his interviews and all the statements? And do you really think that he's telling the truth? Do you think that he's a pretty honorable person, pretty, up to snuff? And I want you to really think about that and kind of come to your conclusions about that before you hear my next question.
Okay, so what do you think about that, Bay?
Actually, I thought about this question. I actually paused the voicemail and thought about it and answered it to myself before I moved on. And I'm so glad I did because then I moved on. Here's the thing about Tim Gunn. I think he's Southern.
Well, he's from D.C., which is technically below the Mason-Dixon line, so okay.
I think he had a nice Southern mama who taught him how to be polite because I think Tim Gunn is as honest and as honorable as he possibly can be, keeping in mind that he must be polite at all times.
And still be polite, huh?
Yes. I honestly think that, he's never going to say, honey, your hair looks like crap. He's going to say,
We need
Don't you
to,
want to think about that
this
again.
Care situation. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. He's going to say, you know, I mean, he's not going to outright slam a person
Although,
or
you know,
any situation.
He has on occasion been, let it be known that he had an opinion. Like, he really thought Vincent was off the deep end last season.
But he never said Vincent's an FN idiot
who should be locked up, or
talentless crud. No, he never ever said it. He was always polite, and I don't want to say he prevaricated, but he prevaricated a little bit. And I think Tim is as honest as he can be without being outright rude.
Okay, I'll go with that. And I think I'll agree with you there. I do think that Tim is honest. I don't think we always see every side
Everything.
Of Tim's personality. Occasionally, on some of the Road to the Runway shows or some of the other things, you see a little harsher side of Tim.
I never thought of it as harsh. That one Road to the Runway show, and I wish they would do it for every season because
yes.
I loved that.
Yes.
That was last season. Loved it. What he said was, and he wasn't mean. He never said, and I'm going to quote a comic that I saw. He never says, "That looks like ass." He just
Why?
Says, "No." He just
I would
says,
love
"No,
to
that's
hear
not what
him
we're
say
looking
that,
for." But he says, "That's not what we're looking for." I'll stop you now. He's never vicious.
You're right. You're right.
I think.
Yes, I agree. He's not cruel for the sake of cruelty. Because, you know, Simon Cowell on American Idol, that's reality, mm-hmm. folks. That's what happens in Hollywood. That's what happens when you're not in front of a television camera and you go in and you say, "Here, I'm a singer." If you're not good, they're going to say, "I'm sorry, you're not." No, they're not going to say, "I'm sorry." They're going to say, "You're not good. Get out of my office. You're wasting my time."
That's right. They don't start with, "I'm sorry, that sucks, get out."
Right.
They just go with, "That sucks, get out.
And
you offend me."
And Tim, I think, is honest in that same way, because he will take a look at something and say, but he'll say it nicely, "I'm concerned about this. This is not going to be good. This makes your model is already a little zoftic, you know?"
Yes. Okay. So I think he's as honest as he can be. Now we can move on to the second part of this really thought-provoking question.
Okay, Nikki continues.
My second question is, and it's kind of a thing that's pissing me off about some of the blogs I've been reading in different places, is the fact that people talk about, "Oh, well, the judges didn't really believe that their design was the worst, but because they're bad drama, they got rid of them," or those kind of statements. And so my question is, do you honestly believe the judges make their decisions based on the fashion that they see? Or do you think that the production and the producers influence their decision? If people believe the producers are influencing the show, then why would they bother to watch it? And why would they bother, especially the people who do these huge in-depth recaps and stuff, and all throughout them will say that almost every decision the judges make is of a lie. And almost everything that Tim says to them in warning, you hear the judges say. And they base their decisions on those things. So if the judges are making decisions based on what the producers are telling them, then Tim has to kind of be in on it. Because they're saying the same thing that he's saying, so he would have to be in on it. And I think it's one of those questions that people, you know, kind of get away from. And the one thing that I think people get confused on is, have people have an interesting personality versus people have an interesting design philosophy.
Personality versus design. Huh. What do you think, Bay?
I honestly believe that the judges, quote, judges, end quote, are influenced by the producers, the writers, the aides, the gossip going on backstage, the what's being said in the makeup room. I think they are honestly being influenced by a variety of media and thoughts and opinions. I think they do consult with the producers about who's going to get the boot and who's not. I honestly do.
Well, isn't that like a disclaimer at the end? Doesn't it say something about
yes.
the decisions are made
no.
after consulting with production?
Yes. There are some shows in the first couple of seasons, I'm pretty sure that if you go back and read the end credits, and my God, who would do that now? Mm. I'm sorry, who would? I think there are some shows that didn't have that, didn't have the disclaimer. But now the disclaimer very clearly reads, decisions are made after consulting with the producers.
I think that's true.
And I think that the judges could say, until they turn blue in the face, that no, they base it solely on design, that one design standing right in front of them. But I don't believe it.
I can't believe it. After certain things that I have seen, like Vincent.
Like Vincent. Oh, my God. Like Vincent. Yes. The paper dresses from last year. So they're just, yeah, there are too many reasons to believe that the producers are influencing the storyline.
However,
and why shouldn't they? It's television. It's supposed to be here for our entertainment.
It's entertainment. But Bay, I don't believe Tim Gunn has any communication with the judges.
Not communication, but he watches. I'm pretty sure he said this early on. He stands in the back of the studio and watches what goes on, and he watches during the deliberations. But he does not ever insert himself or his opinions into the judges' deliberations or their consultations with the producers.
I don't think he does have any communication with them about his concerns. But I think that because they are all in the same industry and they all see the same problems. Yeah. When mm-hmm. he points out, hey, this is a problem, they're going to see the same thing because that's what their eyes are attuned to.
I'm sorry. I'm going to take it further. I mean, it's almost a conspiracy theory, but I'm going to say, I honestly believe while they're in the makeup room, there's someone standing there, a production assistant with a clipboard going, Tim said this about so-and-so's design. This person got into a fight in the sewing room. This other person fell out of bed this morning. You know, I think that they're catching them up on all the news before they get to the judging.
I don't know if I do believe that. Maybe I'm just naive. We'll have to get
Amy.
Steve, well, that's our journalist friend, to ask and find out.
I honestly believe there's an awful lot of manipulation going on. And, okay, I have to answer this because this is part of Nikki's question. Why does anyone still watch it? Because it's television. Because it's still entertaining. Because it is still thought-provoking. And every storyline has to have a villain.
Well, yes, that's true. And by the way, speaking of which, somebody was telling me that they had heard, just like Claudia said earlier, they heard that Christian was really nice, and they had heard some not great things about Chris. And I was, you know, I was feeling the opposite. And I said, well, I'm just going to have to take back the things I said. And they said, no, you know, that's what the directors wanted you to think.
That's right. And I mean, I kind of hate to bring in another reality show, but Kathy Griffin, who has a reality show, has said, if anything, they edit her to make her look nicer. She no longer believes it when reality show people, celebrities, say, I was edited to look like that.
Yeah.
She doesn't believe that anymore because, if anything, they make her look nicer.
Well, maybe on her show.
I know.
But
it's TV, man. Someone has to be a bad guy.
But yes, there's the editing. There are a number of things that come into play. There's the editing. There is the writing, you know, and they do set up situations to make people act nice or bad. And
oh, yes, they do.
And then there is the fact that people play a part. You know, they're out there and they decided, Jeffrey decided he was going to be the jerk, or Santino decided, or whatever. Somebody decided they were going to be this person in the cast. And
yes, that's
how they behave. Or maybe Nikki, they just really are jerks.
Excellent questions from Nikki, and I loved them, and they were really fabulous.
Thank you so much. Yes, those are very
I don't know if I answered them the way you meant for me to answer them. I do believe Tim is as honest as he can be without being rude, and I do believe the judges are influenced immensely.
And I'm going to be a little
and
more
naive.
And
I think we still watch.
I think that they are influenced. I think that there are some things that they're in on, but I really don't think that Tim directly conveys that information to them.
No, I don't think so either. I think it's the chick in the makeup room.
Okay, good conspiracy theory.
Excellent. Yeah, it's TV.
new episode coming. Eye candy. What do you think, Bae?
Can't wait. I don't care. I'm not going to conjecture because I'm always wrong if I try. I just look forward to it. I want to see Tim Gunn.
Well, the previews are compelling, and I'm so glad they're not saying on a very special Project Runway, so and so does such and such. It's going to be about fashion.
Yay. All about the clothes. Thanks for listening, you guys. Call us or write to us.
206-309-7232. All the contact
or
stuff.
Or where the hell are we, guys?
Yeah.
At gritstoglitz.com.
It's all on the website.
Bye, bye, bye.
Bye, guys.
Yeah.